BOE back in session. We are now dealing with BOE number 7, 8, 9, and 10, outdoor advertising. Mr. Creedon, come on up.
How you doing?
Good. We know that they've gone out and done some of the basic measurements they're supposed to do. What's your thought on this? The state's given them some a worksheet that they're using, and I know a comment had been made maybe about other billboards, and they haven't. And it sounds like that the billboards really haven't been done much in Taney County, and that's what they're getting ready to do for everybody. Mm-hmm. We want to try to get a consistent approach for them, so you tell me what it is you think we ought to be doing as far as billboards.
Well, from my understanding, I mean, I don't fully know what we should be doing for billboards, but I know that, like, based off of, you know, this first instance of the digital billboard, you know, the cost of what we spent building it is nowhere near what the value of, you know, that it has been determined, basically like $308,000. So our value of that is not the same as what has been actually valued at or assessed or appraised.
Okay.
But I don't fully know, like, I guess what we should do. I believe when all this was this started happening and we looked at all this, some of it that was brought up was a land, you know, we improved the land, which, I mean, the only thing we did to, you know, improve it is take out some trees. I don't know how much of a value that adds normally, but some properties, like this one specifically on the first issue with the digital billboard, we didn't take any trees out for that one. That one was all wide open. I mean, maybe some saplings or whatever that was growing up, and we just basically brush-hogged it. So the value of that for the land side of it didn't improve anything, and then we added the billboard in there, and, you know, it's saying that it's,
I apologize, Mr. Creedon. What's your first name?
Matthew.
Matthew.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Matthew, did you get the worksheet that they sent via the email? I don't know if you saw it or if Steve got it or he got it.
I believe so. It's just labeled billboards up at the top.
Right.
And it kind of shows how everything's broken down.
I think the one that I saw, was that a cost approach or was it all three? I don't know. The worksheet calculation on the billboards, was it just a cost?
It's just a cost approach.
Okay.
Which basically means how much it would cost to rebuild the thing, correct?
Correct.
Okay, yeah. So
which it sounds like to me what you want. Is that what you said? You thought that the billboard was worth, in other words, is that what you're wanting to cost?
I mean, I would say that'd be fine if it's fair. I mean, what we spent on the billboard is significantly less than what is being valued at. And then that, in turn, is making our, you know, our payment for the the thing, you know, it's just not justifiable. So, like,
I'm just wondering what the numbers, if you go into that worksheet and you fill that out as to the materials used and everything else, whether it's steel, you got LED and all that kind of stuff, whether or not you get to the number you want.
Yeah.
I mean, in other words, we're kind of, billboards are something, because like you said, they haven't been done, so we haven't seen a lot of them.
Right.
But if the state has a worksheet.
I have not seen a copy of that worksheet.
Okay.
So I don't know particularly, but I'm not saying that that's not something we could work on, is filling out that worksheet and trying to get.
I want you to tell me everything you want to. I just want to know where we are as far as whether or not you've worked it. Because I mean, my thought process would be, if you sat down with one of those worksheets and these guys here for a little bit this morning, we might be able to get a number that you could live with. If it's just on a cost approach.
Yeah. I'd say that we could probably do something like that.
But tell me, you go ahead and tell me anything else you want to tell me before we go down that road.
Yeah. I guess basically, you know, on the first instance with the digital billboards, that seems to be my biggest problem. I think it's my first and my third one that I have are both digital billboards, and they're valued too high. And then the second and fourth one, they are wooden structures, that they're not far off, I would say. One of them, you can see the first one.
So one of these parcels has two boards? Because there's only three parcels on here, that's one.
No, there's four.
There are four, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, but they do, yeah, both of these cases both have two billboards on it. Both parcels do.
Okay.
On both of them that I've brought. So my second, you know, my second one, I think you guys labeled it eight or something on your end, is a wooden structure that looks fine. Technically, our value is, you know, lower than what it shows on here. But when you compare it to they have that are wooden, it's the valuation is different.
Okay.
It's higher on the our third or fourth one. So yeah, so that one's got two billboards on it, and you know, there towards the far east end of that southeast end, we have one that is smaller structure. I don't specifically have any of the stuff for the second structure. It looks like they measured the first one in this, like, I guess, worksheet order billboard. It's whatever this is. I don't.
Well, I'll tell you what, and you may be able to just. I don't know what the data on the worksheet. I haven't gone through the worksheet detail, but you might be able to utilize that and see what values did you use. Did you just guesstimate because you didn't have the data?
The values that we use are set by the state tax commission. The value for the billboard itself, for the materials, everything that we did. The only thing we do with billboards is take measurements. So therefore, and then basically fill in this form based on how many faces the billboard has, based on whether it's illuminated or based on if it's an electronic display, okay. And how, you know, and the construction materials. And based on that, if you look at the bottom of the form there, you'll see that it directs you to different tabs. From there, those tabs indicate the value that you plug in for the anywhere you see a number.
Okay.
Through the state, is there only a cost approach? Is there an income approach?
There is not.
Just wondering.
And we did reach out to other assessors within the state. All counties are using the billboard calculation
for consistency purposes.
It's,
I'm sure.
Yeah.
So
okay, but going forward, one more question.
Yeah.
Going forward, this is how you plan to assess all billboards in the county?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And you have not maybe seen those calculations yet?
Well, I've seen that example form that was on there. I have that. I haven't seen the worksheet thing.
For each one of your billboards? You haven't seen the worksheet for each one of your billboards.
Unless this is it. And this is the worksheet. Okay. So, yeah, I've seen, I have the worksheet for all of them. So, I guess I just don't know, you know, the additional improvement cost. And then line 30, it says electronic display, $151,800 for each surface. I don't know where they get that number from.
That is set by the state.
Per square footage of the sign itself?
It's, yeah. So I can't see over there. Let me pull the billboard calculator because I have to look at the steel I-beam construction. So the electronic display, it's based off of class, so it's based off of a square footage. I believe yours are class.
Looks like two.
Two. So well, it depends. Yeah, so 151,800.
I'm assuming the class is dependent on whether it's digital, whether it's
class
metal.
Is dependent on square footage of the sign.
Okay.
So the class, and it just takes one of the faces. It doesn't add the faces together if they're back to back or anything. Class two is 201 to 300 square feet.
Okay.
And that's, you know, again. Literally, when the class is selected on the worksheet, when I fill it out, it selects it automatically based on the dimensions that we put
right,
in on the
right.
sign. So,
Matthew, would it be beneficial for you to just take a recess, go through the numbers, make sure you understand everything, and then see what they got? I mean, see where they come from, because I want to make sure that what they have plugged in is accurate according to you too, as a taxpayer.
Right. I mean, as far as everything on this sheet, it is accurate, except the electronic display number is like way higher than what we would, you know, it would cost for us to replace it. Like, we could, you know, reduce that number down 7 times.
What was the cost of?
It took us roughly average, and I believe you guys should have this, or it should have stuck with this deal, but it took us about $45,000 to build it, this structure, on case number, on the first case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, for it to be valued that high, and then, you know, it's, I don't remember the exact.
So the state is assigning a much higher value to that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know if there's a way we can reduce that number. I know you guys are following this worksheet, and it's the same across all counties or whatever around us, but it's just, it's.
And I'll ask the assessor, do you have any way, I mean, is there any leeway in that number when you're doing that particular number for that? I mean, I assume there's, like you said, there's different classes and different things. Is there any leeway in that number that he's talking about? If, I mean, I, of course, have no idea where they're getting the
outside
number.
Of us entering, fudging the size of the billboards to get it to drop to a different size class.
Okay, but there's no alternative selections. In other words, there's not like 3 different types that you could do for an electronic.
No, no. The okay. state literally one gives number. One number for an electronic display.
And that's kind of why.
Is this something new that the state's doing, or has this always
been
the case?
It's been an ongoing thing.
And we're just now getting to it in Taney County?
Well, it's been done previously in Taney County. The person that was handling it did not necessarily handle it appropriately.
Okay.
So, like, I guess just for a comparable or, you know, a close comparable as far as a digital sign goes, like the one over in Hollister, right outside of that strip mall or whatever, are you guys
It will be reassessed with these numbers.
Same numbers.
Now, granted, that is a much smaller billboard.
Correct. I know the size is a little different, but it's still electronic display, so that number will still be.
Yeah.
It's just the $5,000 a year, $5,550 for this, you know, 2026 taxes is insane. It's, I mean, that takes out so much of your, you know, your profit margin and stuff. It doesn't make any sense to be valued that high. So I guess the biggest thing is I know you guys with the worksheet, you have to do whatever the Missouri's saying, but is there something that I can go in front of Missouri and be like, hey, this value's way too high? I mean,
yeah, I don't know if you can actually. I mean, I don't know if I know that this is what people are doing, but I mean, certainly they can consider. I mean, maybe they consider income approaches for billboards. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, they would do that too.
I mean,
at the state level, I don't. I mean, I assume that on all property, you can try to argue each approach.
Right. Because, I mean, I'm not obviously on 65 Highway where it would get more visibility and traffic and
sure.
that value I could see being, you know, maybe closer to this in a sense. But, you know, I know you guys are reassessing those ones that are over there too as well. But it's just.
Well,
I think even taking a recess and trying to go over these numbers, if these numbers are what they are, there's nothing I can do from this standpoint. I would just have to figure it out with the state or something. I don't know.
No, I understand what you're saying. I just want to make sure that whatever they punched in the numbers, and if there's just a minimal amount of stuff they put in, you may be right. There's nothing to check, but
yeah, everything looks right to me as far as just the additional improvement cost. That number's too high, and that's what's making the whole bill basically. You know, the improvement of land,
oh,
you know,
okay.
it doesn't even look like that's high in here.